That's the sound of elected officials using sledgehammers on an old plaster wall in the lobby of the Hotel Niagara to kick off the estimated $42 million renovation project. Ed Riley with Brian Wells Development says it'll be a 160-room, four-diamond hotel.
All new rooms throughout, new lobby. The ballroom will be basically brought back to its historic character, its original historic character. We'll have three restaurants or lounges in it. We'll have one sports bar.
And a rooftop bar overlooking the falls.
It's really a very beautiful view up there.
The Hotel Niagara originally opened in the mid-1920s, but it's been vacant for several years and neglect and water damage has taken its toll. But Riley says the 12-story building is still a gem and deserves to be brought back to life. The company previously restored the Hotel Syracuse.
We look at historic hotels as being a brand that's easy to bring back and has already established its place in the community. And one of the things that's going to make this hotel work, not just the overnight guests that come through it, but in this type of year when the tourist star is plentiful, you know, the community has to come here and have events.
The company plans to secure more than $10 million worth of state and federal historic tax credits, making it the largest historic rehabilitation project ever in Niagara Falls. Riley says work should be complete by April 2021. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.